Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Vav. Welcome back, everyone. The first point for today is the Gemara brings a ton of the baby Shmuel, that only Dam Chalolim is Machshir, and not Dam Kiluach is Machshir. So what is Dam Kiluach, and why is it not Machshir? So Rashi learns Dam Hiluach is the dam that comes out before the behema dies. There's a big gush of blood, and that just brings to the Misa. And afterwards, there's black blood, which comes out when the behema is dying. Dam Hiluach comes out too early. It's at that time, the behema is still alive, and therefore, it is not Machshir. That is the opinion of Rashi. Taisus argues on this regarding the Sugi and Grisos, and Daf Chav Beis. Taisus therefore says that it's the opposite. The Dam Kiluach is a dam that comes out when the behemah is dying. That is referred to Dam Kiluach. And that dam is not Machshir. It's called Dam HaNefesh, Lagabe the Chiv Karis of eating dam, that's Sugi and Grisos. But Lagabe Hechshir, the dam that comes out when it's dying, is not Machshir. Only the dam that comes out afterwards. And that Taisus brings, it's also the opinion of Rashi and Krisus, is like Taisus by us. The dam that comes out Bishas Misa is not Machshir. Only the dam that comes out afterwards is Machshir. So you have Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. According to Rashi, the dam that comes out Bishas Misa is Machshir, Rashi by us. And the opinion of Taisus is that the dam that comes out Bishas Misa is not Machshir. So now Taisus points out that this Gemara, according to Taisus, is talking about Adam. Dam Kiluach of Adam. According to Taisus, so in yesterday's daf, Dam Chalolim refers only to Dam Chalolim of a person. Also, Dam Kiluach, first Dam to Dam Kiluach of a person. So Taisus points out an interesting point. That by a person, the Dam that comes out Bishas Misa is not Machshir. The Dam that comes out afterwards is Machshir. Hashengi, by a behema, it's exactly the opposite. By a behema, we see in the Gemara in the Hemshech, that when you, the dam that comes out b'shas shchita is machshir, even though the behema has not yet died. It's the dying process. The dam that comes out ayadei the shchita, the dying process of the behema is machshir. Masha'in kein, the dam that comes out after misa of a behema is not machshir. This brings us from the Gemara in Pesachim daf tezayin, the dam atamsis is not machshir, the dam that comes out la'achar misa. So we have a difference between an Adam and a Behema. Adam, Dafka, the Dam that comes out afterwards is Machshir. Shengen by Behema, Dafka, the Dam that comes out Bishas Shechita is Machshir. So Taisus doesn't explain why that is. Taisus points out that it's interesting. But L'chayr, we can explain it very well with what we said yesterday, what the Psukim say, that by Adam, it's the Dam Chalolim. It's the Dam that comes out because the Cholo, the death of the person, as we said, that Misa is called Ritzicha, is called Shvichus Domin. That you want the death of the dam of the person. That's what's machshir. What the chashibas in the dam is because the dam is outside of the person when the person dies. The reitzeach wants the nirtzach to be dead. So he wants his dam out. He wants the dam out after he dies. So dafka the dam that comes out, la'achar misa, that's dam chalolim. That's dam that comes out from a corpse. That dam is machshir. Mashengin by behema, it's the dam shchita's machshir. That's really out of the pasuk. That when you're doing your mice of shchita, you're using the behema, you're taking out its blood. So that's what's machshir. The behema dying itself is not machshir. The person kills the behema, it's not machshir. Only the day the shchita is machshir. That your act of taking away the life of the behema, that's what gives chashivas to the dam. So therefore, dafka the dam of shchita itself is machshir, and not the dam that comes out afterwards. The Marsha points out an interesting thing on this thesis. That Taisus says here that the dam shchita is machshir, but not the dam that comes out afterwards. Before that, Taisus is going to das the chachamim. How the dam shchita is machshir. Fear of shimin, dam shchita is not machshir. Taisus is going with the chachamim, the dam shchita is machshir. And yet Taisus explains the drasha here, Machshir going even with the chachamim, that dafka dam chalolim, dafka the dam that comes out when the person, after the person dies, is machshir, but not the dam that comes out when he's dying. As the Marshon, that by a person, according to the Chachamim, even a person gets a cut, dam of magefa, is also machshir. Person alive and healthy, person gets a little bit of a cut, so that dam is machshir. It's a fascinating thing. A person gets a little bit of a cut, his dam is machshir. Or the dam that comes out after he dies is also machshir. But the Rambam comes out when he's dying is not machshir. Why should the dam of a cut be more chashiv than the dam that comes out when the person is dying? Even if we said a hezbar that the maila of dam chalolim is that the retzeach wants the nirtzach to be dead, so the chashivus of the dam is after the person died. It's a good vart, but if you say that even a person gets a little bit of a cut, it's machshir. It means any dam of a person is machshir. Mali kot la kula, mali kot la palga. Even though this dam didn't actually bring the mis of the person. So kol shekein, the dam that did bring the mis of the person is like gora from the dam of getting a little cut. Why is that not machshir? It's a point, food for thought, to understand this difference. How can we understand that these two dinim coexist according to Tesis? That the dam of a cut is yeh machshir, and the dam of that brings to the death is not machshir. Now we come to the next part of the Gemara, the din of Shechita. That Shechita, a person shechs, and dam falls on the dalas. So Rebbe says that the dalas is hukshar, and Abchiyah says that it's a safek, toilin. So the Gemara, there are two explanations in this machlekes, we'll just go with the first. That Rebbe Papa says that hakol moedim heira the isei ledam yitchil bat zoif, if the dam is there, it fell on the last din of Shechita. But it was there until the end of Shechita, and everyone agrees that it's machshir. When it's the machlekes, when it was niskaneach bein simin l'simin, Rebbe holds that yeshen l'shechita mitchila v'atzoif, and therefore it's machshir. And Rebbe Chiya holds that ein l'shechita elo b'atzoif, and therefore it's not machshir. And toila means you wait until soif shechita, or the second lashon, the pshat is that Rebbe Chiya himself is mesupik. Akoponim bevur in the Gemara that when a person shechs and the dam falls on a dalas at the beginning of shechita, and then it's niskaneach afterwards before gemar shechita, it's talking the machlekes of yeshen l'shechita mitchila v'atzoif or ein l'basoif. Very understandable. We learned earlier in Daf Chav Tes such a machlekes. If you hold the beginning of shechita has a teres shechita to it, so it could also be machshir. If you hold that ein l'basoif only considered a shechita at the end of shechita, so then this dam is not machshir because it wasn't yet considered a shechita. Very gishmak. However, there's a pella. It's before though that if the dam is not niskaneach until the end of shechita, the dam stays around on the dalas until the shechita is finished, and everyone agrees that it's machshir. Again, you started shechting, and at the beginning of the shechita, the dam fell on a dalas. Then the dam from the end of shechita did not fall on this dalas. Only the dam of the beginning of shechita fell on the dalas. But if the dam is around until the end of Shechita, then everyone agrees that the dam is machshir. That's mevur in our sugya. So the Rishayim by us, the Ran and the Teis HaRosh, are bothered that this is against the Gemara earlier. Gemara earlier on Daf Chav Testament Bay says, now when a person is shechs a parah aduma, bekashrus, shechting a parah aduma, the din is that a person who shechs a parah aduma is metame begadim. So it says there that if he shechs it, and he takes off his hat in the middle of Shechita, so his hat is not mitami begadim, because his hat was only on him at the beginning of Shechita. L'man d'omer eina l'shechita el l'basoif. If his hat is only on him at the beginning of Shechita and not at the end of Shechita, so it's not mitami. We see there that even when the Shechita is done bekashrus, l'man d'omer eina l'shechita el l'basoif, it's only considered a Shechita from the end of Shechita. Only when you finish the shechita is it called the shechita to be metamei begadim. Ma'amar yeshen shechita mitchila v'atzoif. So the whole shechita has the ability to be metamei begadim. But ma'amar eino l'shechita el basoif. Only the end of shechita can be metamei begadim, even when it's done bekashrus. So in Kenyan, our Gemara is tamua. Because by us it's mavur, even the ma'amar eino l'shechita el basoif. But if the dam stays on the dalas until the end of shechita, so it's machshir. Why is it machshir? It was not there at the beginning of Shechita. This is the question of the Rishayim, a very big question on how to work out these two sugyas. We'll see in a second what the Rishayim answer. But this question is such a good question that the Chazon Ish, in Siman Reish Yudalet, in the Oruz on Maseches Chulin, Chazon Ish says that in the Chanami, our Gemara doesn't mean the machalikas earlier of Yeshen l'shechita mitchila v'atzoif, or Ina l'shechita l'basoif. Because Taka doesn't shtim, like we pointed out. Our Gemara just means it's a borrowed term from the sugya there. Our Gemara is a question like Gabi Shechita that's machshir is right. That's not, you don't need the dinim of Shechita of Eina l'Shechita l'Basayif Yeshem Yitzchila v'Atzayif. Here, everyone could agree that the shechita could be machshir from the beginning. There's machlekes when the dam is this kaneach in the middle. In machlekes by us, specific machlekes by us. When the stat that the shechita has the ability to be machshir zrayim, and everyone agrees that beside tchilas shechita could be machshir zrayim, is that only when the dam is also around beside shechita? Only then there's chashivus for the dam that came out at the beginning of shechita, or no? Even if the dam fell off the dalas before the end of shechita, still it's enough that it came out from the beginning of shechita to be machshir. That is how the Chazon Ish learns the machlekes here. That is machlekes, specific machlekes over us, and the term is a borrowed term of yesh and shechita mitchin levad seif or ina levad seif. It could be that the Rishonim learn like the Chazon Ish, like many Rishonim learn like the Chazon Ish, because you don't find that they ask this question, which is a very big question. Only the Ran and the Tezer Rosh ask this question. And it's a very, very, it's a major question. In fact, the Rishonim, that most Rishonim did not ask this question, it's very possible that they learned like the Chazon Ish. But the Ran and the Tezer Rosh did ask the question. They learned the words of the Gemara Kipshutam, and it was referring to the earlier Machleges and Daf Chavtes and Daf Lamin, of Yeshen L'Shechita Mitchila Batsoif or Enel Batsoif. So again, they had this big question, and here it's Mavur that everyone agrees that if the dam is around at the end of Shechita, it's Machshir. And there we say that if Eino L'Shechita El Basayif, then it's not considered a Shechita Bichlal until you finish Shechita. So a different drachim had answered this question, the Stiris HaSugyas. The Ran, by us, says the Kvaltik Yisayit, in the Chidushi Aran. Says the Ran, at the Makar that Shechita is Machshir, is in the Pasuk of Al-Arsish B'chenu Kamoyim. So just like Mayim is Machshir, also dam is Machshir. The Iker Pasuk here is coming to say that a behemoth does not need kisui adam, like a chaya and an oif. Rather, you pour out the blood on the water, you pour out the blood on the floor, you don't need to cover it. So says the Ran, the din of dam shechitas machshir is hukash to kisui adam. Any dam that needs kisui by a chaya or an oif, that dam is machshir. Which dam needs kisui? All the dam needs kisui. We're in per kisui adam, and yishacht, you need to mechase all of the dam. So all of the dam of a chayer knife needs kisui. Even the dam that comes out from the beginning of shechita. That's why the man Omar that ain l'shechita el basayif agrees over here that here that all the dam is machshir. And as Lachor what the Ran has told us is that this sugya of dam being machshir is unrelated to the earlier sugya of yashin l'shechita mitchil basayif or ain el basayif. Entirely unrelated. They're talking about you need a din shechita. But for kisui adam, you don't need that at the time that you're shechting, it has a din shechita. Because when you start shechting, it's not yet called a shechita. And yet that adam needs kisui. So who adin? The din of the adam is machshir. It's unrelated to the shame shechita. Because even the adam of the beginning of shechita is machshir. The Ran has a question on himself. Imkain, why do we care if the dam was niskaneach bein simin l'simin? Hare, who cares? All the dam that comes out from the beginning of Shechita, that dam is toned kisui. And male also, that dam is machshir. So why the l'man d'omar einin l'shechita el basoif? If it's niskaneach, is it not machshir? Says the Ran the following, to answer this question. To call machshir mi mayim yelfin only. That every mashke is machshir, really not of mayim. Just like water, it's for sure a mashke when it's on the food. So to every mashke is only vaday machshir when it's only machshir when it's vaday mashke when it's on the oichel. For all the mashkin to be a machshir has to be a vaday mashke. If it's a suffik mashke, when it's on the oichel, so it's not machshir. Therefore, says the Ran, "Mamad damar yashen shechita mitchil levad soif." Oyla mitzbecheskas dam shechita. When you start shechting, we take on that it's considered dam shechita, unless there be a psul. If you pass the shechita later on, so it's igloy lemafreya that was not dam shechita. But when we're at the beginning of shechita and the shechita is still kosher. I already assume that it's dam shechita. It's becheskas dam shechita, says the Ran. So then, no, it's becheskas dam mako, And only when you finish the shchita b'kashrus, do I say that it becomes dam shchita. Ad kan devera. So Rani said something which needs explanation. That there's a machlokes whether if yeshen shchita mitchila v'ad soif, if whether at the beginning of shchita I assume that it's a shchita, just that if it'll pass later on, then I'm afraid it's not a shchita. Mashingam adamar ein el shchita el basoif. At the beginning of shchita I assume it's not a shchita. Just when you finish a shchita later on bekashrus, so that's l'mafreya makes it a shchita from the beginning. How does this machlekes get into the machlekes of yeshan l'shchita mitchila v'atzayif or ein l'shchita el basayif? Very interesting. Not clear what the hesber there on is. Why should this be told in the machlekes of yeshan l'shchita mitchila v'atzayif or ein el? Another point that needs explanation in the Ran is the beginning of the Teretz of the Ran said that the din that dam is machshir is unrelated to dinei shchita. We learn out of kisei adam, and we don't need the Teretz shchita like in the sugya earlier on of yeshen l'shchita mitchila v'atzayif in order to be machshir. Haraya, even ma'adamar ein l'shchita el v'atzayif agrees that the dam from the beginning of the shchita could be machshir if it's still around on the delas. So it's in kain l'chorim buchach that we don't need a dam that called on it a shame shchita. As long as it comes out of day of maisa, which eventually brings to shchita, could be machshir. But we don't need the shame shchita like the Gemara earlier on for the dinim of tumas begadim and the chiv chutz. We don't need all of that when we're talking about hechshir. That's the chayur comes out from the teretz of the Ran. But then if in the end of the Ran is before not that way, and the sugya is before not that way, the Gemara is yet toilet in yesh and yeshan shchita mitchil levat seif or ein el basayif. We see that you need the teres shchita. So if you do need the Teiras Shchita in order to be Machshir, so then why can the Man Damer Ein Al Basoif agree that if the Dam is around in the beginning, from beginning until the end of the Shchita, that it's Machshir? Why is it still not considered a Shchita until the end? What did the Ran answer? The Ran said something beautiful, but then it got all confused at the end. The Ran at the first, the beginning seems to say that our Sugya is entirely unrelated to the Sugya early on of Ein Al Shchita Al Basoif. The only thing is tali in any dam that needs kisui also is machshir, whether it has a din of a shame shchit or not. But the Gemara is yet toilet, and the Ran also says that the machlekes is the dam the beginning has a chazaka of dam shchita or it has a chazaka of dam maka, and that's telling yeshna mitchila b'tzayif or ena l'basayif. So what's the Chayim Buchach in the Ran is that Avad the Ran agrees that the din of daming machshir is totally in the machlekes earlier on of yeshan l'shchita mitchil b'atzayif or el basayif. You need a shem shchita in order that dam should be machshir. So in Cain, why does the man d'amar that ein el basayif agree that if it's not niskaneach that it's machshir, but it's not called a shchita? I think what the mavur here medivy aran is a chiddush klabi the sugya of ein el basayif. And even the man d'amar ein l'shchita el basayif agrees that from the time that you finish Shchita, then if the whole thing is called a Shchita from the beginning of Shchita. The Oitzvir, the Gemar of the Shchita, gives Lemafreya, a Teres Shchita, to the whole Shchita, even what happened at the beginning of Shchita. So therefore, if the Dam is around still when the Shchita finishes, so because you finish it Bekashrus, then even from the beginning of Shchita, it's called a shchita, so that dam has the ability to be machshir. If the dam will be lost, it fell off the dalas, that dam is no longer here when you finish the shchita. So the only thing that makes the beginning of the shchita a shchita is the gemar of the shchita. When the gemar of the shchita gets here, that dam is no longer here. So how can dam be machshir? And that's also the whole sugya is there. When a person shechs one tzimin bachutz and one tzimin bifnim, so the time that you're finishing the shchita, so that gives a teiras shchita also to the first tzimin. But it's not going to say that the person that did that is chayiv. Because at the time that you finish the shchita, we no longer have that maisa. That maisa, it no longer exists in the world. It happened when it happened. At 12 o'clock, shechted the first tzimin. At 12:01, you shechted the second tzimin. So you get to 12:01, we no longer have the maisa of 12 o'clock. So it can't be, you're not chayiv for shchutei chutz, and you're not metami begodim for what you're wearing at that time when you shechted the para. Because we no longer have the act of the beginning of the Shechita, no longer exists in the world when you finish the Shechita. Or Sugya is the one exception. Or Sugya is the one case where we have that the result of the beginning of the Shechita still exists here when we get to the end of the Shechita. If the Dam is still on the Dalas at the end of Shechita, so now that the Shechita gets to its finish, it gives a Teiris Shechita to what happened in the beginning of Shechita. Just to speak out, when normally we talk about things happening l'mafreya, normally the klal is that it's igloi milsa l'mafreya, that it was always this way. That it's revealed that retroactively it always was the case. Just we did not know about it. The person makes the kiddushin and he says, Al Menas, that you'll give me Masayim Zuz. And then a month later she gives him the Masayim Zuz. So now that she gave him the money, so it's revealed that she was already married from the first second. So the Mafreya, you have a 100%, all the dinim of kiddushin existed the last month. Even though we did not know about them at that time. But once the money was given, so that's igloy l'mafreya, that it was a kiddushin from that time. That's normally the way things happen l'mafreya. But there's a klal that the achrayim are mechiyach, the Rosh Yeshivas, something that's called mikan ulahaba l'mafreya. It means that it's not that it's igloy l'mafreya, it's revealed that this was always the case. But only when you finish it off, does it have the ability to give the previous things that din l'mafreya. That from now and on, we treat that it happened from the beginning. Reb Chaim in Sefer says, "This is soyed lagabi miyun." It's rampant b'divrei achronim, the Rosh Hashivas. This is soyed that certain things. Once it's over, once you get to the end, then from now and on, we can look that things that were from the beginning had that din. But it's not that it's revealed l'mafreya. But only from now, when you finish the shechita, do I say that if there's anything that's still here in the world as a result of the Shechita, there's something tangible from the Shechita still here, then it's challah the din of the Shechita. So here we have that. When the Tam is still on the Dalas, at the end of Shechita, so I could say that once you finish the Shechita, then already from the beginning it's called the Shechita. And the Tam is still here from that beginning. But if what happened at the beginning of Shechita no longer exists, the Tam is Niskaneach, or we want to be mechayev a person for shechting then, and that shechita doesn't exist in the world anymore because he finished it. So then we cannot be mechayev. So that's what the Ran means. That l'adamar yeshan shechita mitchil levad soif. So already from the beginning, it's called you did a shechita. The whole process of shechita has a peres shechita into it. It's true that if you mess up later on, then it's igloil mafrei that you did not do a shechita. But Kolman, that you start the Shechita, and every mashu of the Shechita, we say it's a Teiras Shechita. And therefore it's Machshir Zrayim from the beginning of Shechita, even if it falls off the Dalas. So when you start doing the Shechita, I don't see a Shechita in front of me. What I see right now is Dam Maka. I don't see a Shechita. When you finish the Shechita later on, that says that already from the beginning it was called the Shechita. But at that time it wasn't a mashke. And the Ran says you need a mashke vaday mitchilas shchita. That's there to the Ran, a very big yisoid, both kavi the din of damping machshir that started out of kisi adam, and a very big yisoid kavi the sugi earlier that even man damar ein al shchita el basoif agrees that when you finish the shchita it's called the shchita from the beginning. Teisa Rosh says another terror to this question. I had to answer up the two sugyas. Teisa Rosh says that there's a shinui from the beginning of Shechita and the end of Shechita. Something changed. The person took off his hat. That's considered that something changed. Masha'in came here, if the dam is still on the dalas, so nothing changed, then everyone agrees that yeshen l'shechita mitchil levad soif, and dam from the beginning of the Shechita can be machshir. That's before in the Rosh. So the Kinnir, what he means is that it's a different situation over there. That kapi begadim, if a person changes his begadim, so the game changed, the situation changed. So there's no continuity from the beginning of Shechita to the end of Shechita. Therefore, Ma'an Damar Einel Shechita El Basayif holds that when you finish the Shechita, then we can't be Chalotera Shechita in the beginning of Shechita. Hashengim by us, when there's no Shinoi, so when you finish the Shechita, then it is Chalotera Shechita and everything that happened to Mafreya. And therefore, even the beginning of the Shechita takes on a Teiras Shechita. So also in the Rosh, we see a Chiddush in Ma'an Damar Einel Basayif, that he agrees that it can be Chal Teiras Shechita L'Mafreya on the beginning of the Shechita, if there is no Shinui. But the Ran was a little bit of a different Knech. The Ran says that only from the end of the Shechita can I take on a Teiras Shechita L'Ma'an Damar Einel Basayif. That's only when I finish the Shechita, so now it's Dam Vadai, Now will it be machshir? Now the kamina between to see the difference between these two shitas, between the Rosh and the Ran, would be what happens if you shecht and you, at the beginning of shechita the dam falls on the dalas, and then a sheretz falls on the dalas at that right after the dam fell on it, but then the sheretz falls off before you finish the shechita. The sheretz falls off. Feed the Rosh, the dalas is tamei, mamish tamei, because there is no shinui. The dam is there mitchila v'atzif. So as long as there's no shinui, so the dam is machshir l'mafreya. Even ma'adamer einu l'shchita al basoif, the dam will be machshir l'mafreya. And once, because the dam is machshir l'mafreya, so it was already right to be mekabel tumah. If the sheretz fell on it then, so it was matambit. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, ma'adamer einu l'basoif only takes on a teres shchita from the gemara of shchita. As we said, mikanu l'habu l'mafreya. Only mikanu lahaba, so I say that dam can be machshir. But if I would take it on mikanu lahaba. Only when I finish the shechita, the actual finishing of the shechita can be mechal atayres shechita mikanu lahaba. Not in things that happen then. So in Cain, if the sheretz fell on it, bein simin l'simin, and now the sheretz is no longer on it, when you finish the shechita, feed the ran, the last lachayra would be tar. One of the territories of this question. And it's about the series of sugyas we find in Rav Baruch Ber, in Chidushei Rav Baruch Ber, in Yonim Simin Beis, to bring us B'Shem Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim was machich from Or Sugya and Afam Medvav. Even Man Domar, Eino L'Shchita El Basoif, agrees that it's Chal Teres Shchita on every part. Just the sugya earlier was talking about when there was a psul in the Shchita, and then he holds that it's not considered a Shchita. When there's no psul in the Shchita, then everyone agrees that Yesh L'Shchita Mitchil V'Yatzoif. That's Yisoyed of Reb Chaim. Gevaldik Yisoyed, he brings right to this from the Rambam. To answer Barash for Rambam with this. That's the Gevaldik Yisoyed that Reb Chaim took out of our sugya. But so Chayr Tzorach Bir Rav from the sugya earlier, the sugya of Shechting a Para, where there was no psul. Just the question is, are you Metami Pigadim from the beginning of Shechita or from the end of Shechita? And yet the Gemara is told that in the din of Eina Labasoyf or Yasha Mitchila Batsoyf, which needs a lot of explanation of Reb Chaim. Not going to get into that right now because that's not really our sugya. But just to summarize, and in this stewards of sugyas that we have between the sugya by us and the sugya earlier on Daf Chav Tes, which is the seer is the man Amar Ein Al Basoif. Does he agree that it's Chal Teres Shchita L'Mafreya from the beginning of Shchita? So he said the Chazon Ish says that the sugya by us is not referring to the machlokes earlier on at all. It's just a borrowed term, and it's a machlokes specific machlokes over here to understand when there is Hechsher Shchita. That's the Chazon Ish. The Ran says that Dam can be Machshir. Was that of Kisi Adam, and as long as it's dam vaday, when it falls on the dalas, it's a mashke vaday. When it falls on the dalas, then it's machshir. So Yisrael Rosh says when there's no shinui, then everyone agrees that yesh on the shechita mitchila v'yatzayif. And Reb Chaim said that when there's no psul on the shechita, then everyone agrees that yesh on the shechita mitchila v'yatzayif. Another point in this gemara here is the hachra of Rabbi Ishiya. Rabbi Ishiya says. We're going to rely on Rav Shimon, say that it's not machshir. So the Gemara asks that it's not comparable. Rav Shimon is matir because he holds that dam shchita is not machshir, and Rav Chiya is matir because he holds ein al shchita al basoif. So how could you be semichan Rav Shimon? Answers the Gemara that in this case lemaisa both of them are mekel. It's true for two different reasons, because both of them are mekel. So therefore, we can be semich on both of them together. So Rav Krieger here points out that lamaitz we paskin that yeshon l'shchita mitchila v'yatzoif, and therefore it should be machshir. And we also paskin that dam shchita is machshir, and therefore it should be machshir. But because we have a tziruf of two opinions that we do not hold of either of them l'halacha, but because we have two separate, independent reasons to be mekel, so that's enough of a reason to be semich on it. And that's brings right from this Keneged Hashach in Yerdei Tumin Reish Membeis. And even though the two opinions are different reasons and they're not held up with the halacha, but we can be mitzar both of them to be mekel. This is something that's very, very common. A person learns Shulchan Aruch with Paiskim, with Nisa Kalim. Find this all the time, that the Paiskim are very busy in mitzar of different shitas to find a kula. Even though the Maisa, we're machmir on if a case that comes that in the case that comes in front of us has two or three different points that are there's a machlekism about them, even though in all of those points we go the chumrah, because there are numerous shitas that are mekel and different reasons and different aspects, because there are different shitas that are mekel. So we can assume that at least one of them is right. At least one of them is la or machmor in each different shaila. But because we have two or three different shitas that are mekel on different points, so some at least one of them is right, and therefore in the case in front of us we can be mekel. That's a klal in the paiskim and a big makar is from our gemara. Even though there are two different reasons, we can be mekel. One last point here in this sugya of the dalas is the opinion of Rav Ashi learns the words of Rav Chiya, that Rav Chiya didn't mean that it was that Tolan Adav Rad Seif Shchita. Rather, Rav Chiya meant that he himself is Mesupik. He himself does not know. So he said that Tolan, Loi Oichlin, Veloi Sorfin. Because we're Mesupik, so you don't know what to do. Loi Oichlin, Veloi Sorfin. It's a Sufik. You can't eat it. You can't eat the Truma. Because maybe it was Sukhshar, maybe it's Tameh. He said, Shein, you can't burn it because maybe it's not Tameh. That's how Rav Ashi reads the words of Rav Chiya. So Taisa Rush brings to the Maram a very interesting question. We know that we have a klal that Tzavik Tumim Bershus HaYachid is Tameh. Tzavik Tumim Bershus HaRabim is Tar. So why do we have the din here is that it's a Tzavik and Loi Oichlin V'Loi Sorfin. If it's a Bershus HaYachid, it's Tameh. And if it's a Bershus HaRabim, it's Tar. Or because you're talking about Truma, which is Ein Bo Das Lishoyel, so even in the Rishus HaYochid, Tzvei Tar. It has the normal klal of something to Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Kimavur, Mesechus Tyrus, and many other places. But it's never a Suffolk. So it's going to be either Tar or Tame. How do we get out over here that it's a Suffolk? You said it's a good question. So the Maram Yurtenberg, that the Rav Tezer Rush brings, answers that the only reason that we're totally here is because it's a Seika Dedina. Because Rav Chiya didn't know what the halacha was. In a Seika Dedina, the din is that toilin. Then there's no klal. That was only said when there's something in Metzias. Did it become Tamei or did not become Tamei? Did it become Mukhshar or not become Mukhshar? In those cases, we don't know what happened, whether there was a Negiya, and in many, many, many sheikas that can exist, but when there's a suffix in Mitzias, then we say that suffix in Mershah Yochid is Tamei and Mershah Rabim is Tar. When there's a sheik at the Dina, then it has the regular din of suffix Yisurim, which is suffix L'chumra. That's the Malach of the Maram. Tizor Rosh says that he holds that even if it would be a sheik in Mitzias, still Rav Chiya would say, says the Rosh, that did we find the din of suffix to Mershah Yochid and Mershah Rabim is by suffix Tumah. Is when we don't know whether you became Tameh or not. When there's suffix in the Tumah, then we have the klal of Rosh Yochid is Tameh and Rosh Rabim is Tar. But by us, the suffix is in Hechsher. Was it Huchshar or not? So it's true the Iker Nafkamina of Hechsher is Lagabe Tumah. What will happen afterwards when it was Tameh? But when a Sheretz falls on it. But right now, the question in front of us is, was it Mukhshar Lagabe Tumah or not Mukhshar Lagabe Tumah? And that we never find the klal of Safik Tumah Bershus HaYochid, Tameh and Bershus Rabim Tar. That goes with the dinim of Safik Isurim and Melo by Safik Toilet V'Loichim V'Loi Sorfin. Oh. Now we go down further in the Amud and we come to the Safik of Reish Lakish by Tzrit Shal Menachas. Mayin Barishin V'Sheini or Ein Mayin Barishin V'Sheini. So Tzrit Shal Menachas, they're dry and they didn't have Hechsher. But Chibas HaKodesh Machsherosan to consider them like Hechsher. So now, Reish Lakish has a suffix, when they become Tamei, Moini by Rishin Vashini, or Emoini by Rishin Vashini. That was the suffix of Reish Lakish. It's before in the Hemshach HaGemara that Avada Midra Bonon, Moini by Rishin Vashini. Mara brings a raya from, you don't need B.S. Mayim in order to be Moini by Rishin Vashini. Reish Lakish was mistapping me Daraisa. Reish Lakish holds that Chibas HaKodesh is Daraisa. Mara brings from Abbasul Rabbas Eitzim Mulavaina. Opinion of Reish Lakish is that Chibas HaKodesh is Daraisa. And Mishakish of Mesupik, whether it also works, to be Moina Rishon Vishini. Before we come to explain what exactly the Suffolk of Reish Lakish was over here, we're going to talk about a very related point, and from that we'll clue us in to understanding this sugya. It's a very sadistic sugya here in the din of Chibas HaKodesh, as we will see. And we'll talk about a Machlokes of Rishonim, which will enlighten us about the Suffolk of Reish Lakish. In the Gemara, in numerous places, are brought down as two things that are learned out of the din of Chibas HaKodesh. Two things that Minasfara would not be Tame. But only because Chibas HaKodesh are they Tame. One of them, as you see in the Gemara in the end, is the din of Basar L'Rabbis Eitim U'Levayna. The Eitim and Levayna are inedible. They're not considered a food. But Chibas HaKodesh Machshir Rasan, Tim Makabal Tuma. That makes them Kilu, they're a food, and therefore they're Makabal Tumas Eichel. So that's one thing that's done by the Chibas HaKodesh, that it makes something that's not a food into a food. Kilu, it's a food, and gives it the ability to be Makabal Tuma. And the other case of Chibas HaKodesh is what Reish Lakish spoke about. Something which is not mukshar. Water never fell on it. It's a food. Minchas a food. But water never fell on it, so it was not mukshar lekabel tuma. Din of Chibas HaKodesh says that it's, that even though it didn't have hechsher mamish, it's kilu it had hechsher, and therefore it's mukshar lekabel tuma. Oh. Now Reish Lakish was mistopic in the case of Tzrit Shal Menachis. Is are you minded by Rishon V'Sheni or ain't minded by Rishon V'Sheni? What's the din in the other case of Chibas HaKodesh? Eitim ulevayna. That Chibas HaKodesh makes them into a food. Minded by Rishon V'Sheni or ain't minded by Rishon V'Sheni? Now, this is the Machlokes Rishon. What's the din of Eitim ulevayna? But just to mention, Avada were talking about Eitim ulevayna that water fell on them. Because if Eitim ulevayna do not have water on them, then Avada, they won't be any better than the Tzrit Shal Menachis, which didn't have Hechsher. So let's say Eitim Levayna, that water fell on them. So Mitzad Hechsher, nothing is lacking. They have a real Hechsher, Hechsher Mikra Adin. Just we need Chibas HaKodesh to make them into a food. Well, also in this case, do we have the Suffolk of Reish Lakish or not? As I mentioned, we have a Machoikis Rishaynim. But what's fascinating is there are three opinions on this matter. What's the din of Eitim Levayna? There are three opinions. What are the three opinions? The Ramban and Daf Lamed Hei brings from Rabbeinu Tam that in the case of Eitim Ulevayna Shehukhshuru, everyone agrees and minded by Rishon V'Sheni. Eitim Ulevayna is more chomor than Tzrit Shal Menachis. There, everyone agrees minded by Rishon V'Sheni. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban there argues with Rabbeinu Tam, and Ramban says that no, that it's the same exact suffix. Just like Reish Lakish was mistapik by Tzrit Shal Menachis, he was also mistapik by Eitim Ulevayna. That's the Ramban there, all Hedjar's argues in Rabbeinu Tam, and that's also the opinion of Taisus there, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Taisus Pesachim Daf Yotes, and Chagiga Daf Chav Dalid, and the suffix of Reish Lakish was also in the case of Eitim Ulevayna. So that's two opinions so far. Rabbeinu Tam says that there everyone agrees that Mayinim Barishin V'Sheni, and Taisus and the Ramban say no, and also over there we have the Machlekes and Mayinim Barishin V'Sheni. And the third opinion is in the Shita Mekubetzes by us, in Ois Zayin, Shita says, "Abav Eitim Ulevayna Pshita De'Ein Mayinim." Shita says, "Abav Eitim Ulevayna, everyone agrees that Ein Mayinim by Rishon V'Sheni. Eitim Ulevayna is more kal than everything else, and Ein Mayinim by Rishon V'Sheni." And it seems this is also the opinion of the Rambam, the Chazon Ish in Zvachim Simin Zayin Simin Tes. Tifkot and Vav is Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the subject of our Gemara by an Oichal Shalai Huchshar. But the Rambam brings down the din of Eitim Ulevayna in Perek Vav Yisurim Mizbeach. The Rambam says, Yiposlu Eitim Ulevayna Betum Azul Mizbeach. Eim Akriv Inoison. They become puzzle. Never makes any mention of Rishon V'Sheni. Imagine the Rambam, the suffix of Reish Lakish is only by Tzrit Shal Menachis, but by Eitim Ulevayna, everyone agrees that Ein Mayinim by Rishon V'Sheni. So you have a very fascinating machlokes here. By Eitim Ulevayna, Rabbeinu Tam says everyone holds that Mayinim by Rishon V'Sheni. The Rambam and the Shita say everyone holds Ein Mayinim by Rishon V'Sheni. It says in the Ramban say that it's telling the suffix of Reish Lakish. So now we have to understand what the suffix of Reish Lakish is and what are the svaras lechalik between Tzrit Shal Menachis and Eitim Ulevayna. So really, the suffix of Reish Lakish itself is Tzorach Bir, the Brisker Rav in the stencils and Zvachim. And where the point. And stencils and Zohar Daft Hazayin, that Lemaisa, once we know that Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir, and it's Tomei, so why should you not be minded by Rishon V'Sheni? All Tumas are minded by Rishon V'Sheni. Ma'ishna Chibas HaKodesh from all other Tumas. Says the Brisker Rav, that it's Muchach in Reish Lakish, that the side of Chibas HaKodesh is not a Tumah. It's not the fact that it becomes Tomei. Rather, it's a psul, kipsule hakotshin. just like kachim are nifsal bepigol and noisar and tamei, so too they're nifsal also bechibas hakodesh. It's a way to puzzle something up. It's a way that a carbon can become puzzle. The Mar says imsachim, and if you're messiah chadas from a carbon, it becomes puzzle. Has the chadas passes in kachim. So also chibas hakodesh, it has a little bit shaykhis to tumah. If you have something which is not really mekabel tumah, it didn't have hechsher, or it didn't have, or it's not really mekabel tumah, it's eitzim ulavoina. So it's not shaykh and tumah, it's not an oichel. But kachim that get a maize tumah in them, something that's tumah touches them, so they become pasul, even though they're not shaykh to kabbalas tumah. It's a maize which would be metame them if they would be an oichel, makes them pasul agave kachim. That's a Biskarov. It says in Biskarov, maybe you understand why ain't mine by Rishon Vishini. Because you can't give over that tumah. How can you give over a tumah? There's no tumah over here. It's just a psul. It's just like pigle. It doesn't pass on the thing that it touches. So it's something that was nifsal, the chibas hakodesh, also does not pass on the thing that it touches. Because it's not tumah. Gvalt the pshat in the Gemara. Biskarov says that's also the pshat in the Gemara in Psochim, in Naflam and Hei. Gemara says that chibas hakodesh is a maila bialma. Why is it a maila bialma? Because it's taken out of tumah. All it is a psul and kachim. So therefore it's considered a maila, and that's why you're not moin by Rishon Vishini. Oh. Kvalta Gepshat. Problem is the Pshat is so good that it's shared what's the other tzad in the Gemara. How does the Gemara have a tzad that moin by Rishon Vishini? I mean, the Biskarov has told us that all it is a psul and not a tumah. So what's the tzad that should be moin by Rishon Vishini? So I found in Sefer Minchas Avram, Minochis, page Tov Tzadi. He brings Rishon the Biskarov that there are two halachas in Chibas HaKodesh. One halach in Chibas HaKodesh is by Eitzim and Levayna. Eitzim and Levayna are not an Oichel, and they never become an Oichel. Just Chibas HaKodesh creates a psul by them, like we said. And therefore, by Eitzim and Levayna, it's Pashat Eimayna by Rishon Vishini. By Shengin, by Tzrid Shal Menochis, which is Yeh an Oichel. So there, Chibas HaKodesh has the ability to say that even though it's not Mukhshar, it's Kilo, it's Mukhshar. And therefore, it could actually be Mekabel Tumah. So by Tzrid Shal Menochis, it's Shaykh Kabbalah's Tumah Mamish. By Shaykh by Eitzim and Levayna, there, because they're not Roitza Achila Bichlal, so there the Chibas HaKodesh never makes them into an Eichel. All it says is that they're Nifsal, even though they're not an Eichel. Tzarech Tzarech Bir, how do we get two dinim out of one pasuk of Chibas HaKodesh, out of that Tzarech Bir? Maizim Tayiz HaRosh by us, and Aflam and Vavim Adbez, it's Mavur, there are two psukim for Chibas HaKodesh. So then we can start saying that it's each one is a different din, it's a different gedarim. That's the mahalach of the Biskarov. That's Gvalt Kapshat in the Rambam and the Shita. That Eitzim and Levayna, it's not midin tumah bichlal, and that's why it's pashut that ain't moinim by Rishon Vishini. Shekin by Tzrid Shal Menochis. So at least it's sad to say that it's midin tumah because if it is an oichel, it's just lacking a hechsher. So because it's only lacking is hechsher, but it is an oichel. So at least it's sad to say that it's actually tumah. And that was a need of the Gemara of Ma'inim Barishim Vashin, or Ain Ma'inim Barishim Vashin. I know the Chayr, the Suffolk is, in its point itself, is Chibas HaKodesh by Tzrid Shal Menochis. Is it a Psul B'Yama like Eitzah and Levayna? Or is it a Gedra of Tumah? And Melo and Afkamina is a Ma'inim Barishim Vashin, or Ain Ma'inim Barishim Vashin. That is Nach of the Biskarov, and now we've got the Kapshat in the Rambam and the Shita. But the opinion of Tais and the Ramban is not that way. The opinion of Tais and the Ramban is that the Suffolk of the Gemara is both by Tzrid Shal Menochis and by Eitzim Ulevayna. So it's definitely clear on one side of the Gemara, the side that the Moinim by Rishon Vishini, this side of that is that the Gedr of Chibas HaKodesh is that they're Tomei. That's clear on that side of the Gemara, that Moinim by Rishon Vishini. So we could learn that Bafi Taisus and the Ramban, that Kuvah is the Suffolk. Is the Gedr of Chibas HaKodesh a Gedr of Tumah? Or it's not a Gedr of Tumah, it's all that is a Psul B'Yalma, like the Biskar Rav says. That's possible. Elamaisa, it'd be more seem to learn that avada they hold that it is a gedra of tumah. Elamaisa, loshen of the Gemara, chibas hakodesh is mashvi le oichel. They didn't say that it's a psul b'yalma. The chibas hakodesh made it like a food. So once it's like a food, then avada it's a mekabel tumah. So if we go with the posh way of learning that avada the gedra of chibas hakodesh is a gedra of making it into a food, and therefore it has a tumah. So why should it not be oisa rishon v'sheni? Haray it's a tumah. Elamai, you could learn, which it's a very, very plausible way of learning. It seems to be the right way to learn Lafi Tais and the Ramban. That because this is a Tumah Mechudeshes, it's not Tumah Mikradin. It's Mikradin. It's not an Oichel. Only by Kodesh did we consider it as being an Oichel. Because it's in other dinim of Tumah, it's not considered a Tumah. So even though here we look at it as being Tumah, but maybe it doesn't have the ability to give that Tumah over to other things. Only for itself. Can it be considered a tumah? Because in the Ikar Adin, it's not considered a tumah, so we can't give that tumah over. So we have a similar thing in the Gemara in Zvachim. Those of you that have been learning Daf Yomi, Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Kuf Hei, Gemara says that a kezayis of an Iblas Seif Tar, fear of Meir, it's tumah midin tzeklo tami tumah chamura. Moinim by region v'sheini or ein moinim by region v'sheini. Because here it's a chiddush that it's tumah. Even though it's lacking a kibetza. So even though lemaisa, it has a din of tuma, because it's a mechudish dika tuma, so after ein moinim by region v'sheini. So Adar Avzah would be the simple way to learn the Gemara here. If he teaches in the Ramban, the suffix is vayol chibas hakodesh, that even though the getter is a vada getter of tuma, but because it's a mechudish dika tuma, so after the ein moinim by region v'sheini. That would be teaches in the Ramban. But the Nitam is the third shita. And the time holds that by Eitim and Levina, the Shehuch Sharu, everyone agrees that Moinim by Rishon V'Sheni. So what's the pshat? Why are those better than Srid Shal Menachas? So actually, Rabbeinu Tam is the most glat in the sugya. In the Gemara, it's mashma that the need in here wasn't a need in Chibas HaKodesh, in the lumbus of Chibas HaKodesh. Rather, it's mashma that there's a need in Hechsher. That does Hechsher need Mayim B'Foyal? That in order for them to be actually entirely mukshar lekabel tuma, also to give over a region v'sheni, it needs that it means bias mayim mamish, or no, even mechudishtik ways of hechsher, given the din of hechsher mamish. So it's a specific chakir lekabe hechsher, but she'enkin other things that are nifsal chibas hakodesh, because the ma'is chibas hakodesh is machshir that it's mekabel tuma, so vanamoyin by region v'sheni. So again, to summarize the drachim in the sugya of Reish Lakish and Mela, what's it by Eitim and Levina? The Briskarav says that by Eitim and Levina, it's a psul and it's not a tuma, and that's why it's pasha the Eimon by Rishon V'Sheni. And Shengin, the subject of the Gemara by us, have to say that by the din of Hechsher, because it is an Oichel, so the Gemara had said that it is Midin Kabbalah's tuma, and Mela Moini by Rishon V'Sheni. That's Malach number one. Malach number two, it's placed in the Ramban, that the Sufik is B'cholos is Chibas HaKodesh Chomor enough to be Metame Rishon V'Sheni, or no, because it is in Mechudesh Dika Tumah, it doesn't have the ability to give over its Tumah. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, Avad Chibas HaKodesh has the ability to be Mayin by Rishon V'Sheni. That's by Eitzim Ulevayna. But by things that are totally in Hechsher, and you do not have the Hechsher, so the Chibas HaKodesh of Hechsher is a Mechudesh, there it's not fully Mechsher. And therefore, even though it itself is nitma, but it cannot give over to make a region machine. So mention another point here that comes out from Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus, very chashavi aside. The Rabbeinu Tam was coming to answer a question on Daf Lamed Hei. Rashi there says that Revi B'Kodesh is a Maila, it's only Durabonon. Rashi is a little bit makatzer, but what Rashi means to say is that it's not shaykh to have a Revi B'Kodesh Midaraisa. You can never get there. Because there's a man to Omar that Tumas Mashkin, Latame Achirim, is only Midrabanan. Midaraisa, Mashkin cannot be Mitame other things. That's one. And also, Oichel Eino Mitame Oichel. One Oichel cannot be Mitame another Oichel, Midaraisa. So in came the Rishonim were bothered that you're never going to get to a Ravi. Why? Becomes the Sheretz is an Avatoma. It touches a Kli. The Kli becomes a Rishon. The Kli touches a food. The food is a Sheni. The food touches a liquid, the liquid is a shlishi. And so, you can't go further on. How are we ever going to get to a Ravi? That's the question the Rishonim are bothered by. So Rashi said, therefore, that a Ravi B'Kodesh is only Durabonu. The Rishonim had brought a Raya's that it's the Raisa. How do they answer Rashi's question? So Taisa says there, Taisa Neflamed Hei says, Mishkachas lo yadei eitzim uluvayna. The name of the Kli touched, the Kli which is a Rishon, was Matami the Oichel to make it into a Sheni. The Oichel is Metame Eitim Ulevayna, and Eitim Ulevayna were Metame the Mashkim. That's how you have a Ravi. Taisa asks that it's a Suffolk whether by your Moina region Vesheni. So we mentioned Taisa holds that the Suffolk of the Gemara is also by Eitim Ulevayna. So how could we say that you have Ravi Bakodesh Ide Eitim Ulevayna? I read Suffolk in the Gemara whether Eitim Ulevayna Moina by region Vesheni. So Tosfos makes the cheshvan that's told in the man to Omrim. That's Tosfos Teretz. Rabbi Natan answered the question by saying that by Eitzum Avoyna Shehuchsheru, everyone agrees and Moinim by Rishon Vesheni. That's Tosfos in Rabbi Natan, just to the Machlokes how to learn our sugya, as we mentioned. Tosfos holds the stuff of the Gemara is equally exists by Eitzum Avoyna, and Rabbi Natan said that no, that everyone agrees by Eitzum Avoyna that Shehuchsheru and Moinim by Rishon Vesheni. But in this Tezun Rabbeinu Tam, we have a fascinating chiddush in the din of Chibas HaKodesh. The Rishonim were bothered by a question that ain't oichel metame oichel. So how do you get to a Ravi? So what did Tezun answer? That the oichel was metame eitim ulovayna. And that the oichel is a sheni, and eitim ulovayna is a shlishi, and then they can make mashkim as a Ravi. How did Tezun answer the question? Eitim ulovayna, the getter of eitim ulovayna, is that chashuv to be an oichel. Chibas HaKodesh, ma'amachshuli ma'ashuli oichel. So how does Tezun say that it's metame the eitzim ulavayna to make them into a that oichel could be metame eitzim ulavayna. Be'emes and Tezim Chagig and Afchav Dalid. Before that, Rabbeinu Elchanan asked this question on Rabbeinu Tam: how could oichel be metame eitzim ulavayna? If an oichel cannot be metame an oichel, how could it be metame eitzim ulavayna? It's before in Tezim and Rabbeinu Tam, not this way, that eitzim ulavayna is not considered an oichel. Chibas HaKodesh makes it ki'ilu it's an oichel, but it's not an oichel. It's not that the gedder of Chibas HaKodesh was to make it like an oichel, like all dinei oichel. Oichel can be metame oichel, it's the same exact thing, it can't give over tumah. It has to be metame a different type of thing. But Eitzim Ulavayna is not an oichel. Chibas HaKodesh, I'm able to look at it like an oichel. But because it's not really an oichel, so then it's shaykh that oichel can be metame it. That we see in the gedder of Chibas HaKodesh. And that's how we explained was the need in that Rishon Vesheni, because Chibas HaKodesh didn't make a real oichel, so Meil didn't make a real tumah. So even though we look at it like a tumah, but it doesn't have the ability to make Rishon Vesheni. That's Mavur in Tezun and Rabbeinu Tam, the gedder of Chibas HaKodesh, it's not a real oichel. Just point out one last point in this, but still, Lafir Rabbeinu Tam, it's Shaykh HaHechsher. Eitim and Levayna are not an oichel, but it's Shaykh to be machshir them to be makabel tumah. When that's Rabbeinu Tam said that, but Eitim and Levayna Shehuchsheru, everyone agrees, minded by Rishon Vesheni. Hare, Mavur here in Rabbeinu Tam, that Hechsher is not totally being an Oichel. This Eitzim Levayna are not an Oichel. Yet they can be Makabel Tumah, even though they're not an Oichel. But you still need Hechsher, and Hechsher works. We mentioned a few days ago in the Flamen Gimel, that the Rashi and the Rashbam and the Torah say the Indian of Hechsher is to be Mashlim the Teiris Oichel. That's Lachar Mavur in the Gemara later on, in the Kuf Yud Ches, that Peres Shel Hochsheru is Ketanur Shel Nigmar Malachtei Dami. And it's not entirely finished up what it is. It's not yet a full Teres Pri. There we see that the Indian of Hechsher is a Hashlam of the Teres Oichel. But Rabbi Natan, it's Lachar Mavur, not this way. Natan is Mavur that Eitim and Levayna, which we are Mechiach, Fir Bein Natan, are not considered an Oichel. Yet by them, it is Shaykh Din of Hechsher. So Lachar we see in Rabbi Natan that Hechsher does not need a Teres Oichel. A similar point to this we see in the Tezun Amud Beis. Tezun Amud Beis, David Maskel Bahabasar, a small Tezus towards the bottom. Tezun asks, that how do we learn out of the Pasuk to say that Eitzim and Levayna are Nifsa de Chibas HaKadosh? Maybe the Pasuk is coming to say that Basar, Shalai Huchshar, is Makabel Tumah because of Chibas HaKadosh. Tzriyat Shal Menachas is Makabel Tumah because of Chibas HaKadosh. But how do we not say a much bigger Chiddush? And Eitzim and Levayna, which are not an Eichel B'chlal, but also they can be Nifsal, Aydei Chibas HaKodesh. That's the question of Tesis. The Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Samech, Aizvav, says, is opposite far from Tesis. He wants to say that Pung Fakert, that Chibas HaKodesh only works to make something into an Eichel. It can give something a Teres Eichel. You know, it's not an Eichel, it's Ilu, it's an Eichel. But Shein Kein Hechsher, says the Minchas Chinuch, how does Chibas HaKodesh work for Hechsher? Hechsher is a T'nai in Kabbalah's Tumah. You can't be Mekabel Tumah unless you have Hechsher. Even though you're fully in Oichel, so you can't be Mekabel Tumah. Chibas HaKodesh is because it's something that's so Chaviv, because it's Kodesh, so even Eitzim looks edible, because it's Kedusha. It's Azag Yevalo L'Kazach. So we're able to look at it as being an Oichel. That works. Chibas HaKodesh can make things that are not edible as Kilo they're edible because of their Chiba. Something which is an oichel, just not muchshor like kabel tuma. How is chibas hakodesh ever going to work for that? Hare, it's not an. It's you can't be makabel tuma unless you're an oichel. What does Chibas HaKadosh say? You're more of an Eichel. You could be 100% an Eichel. But if you don't have a Hechsher, you can't be Mekabel Tumah. That is the question of the Minchas Chinuch. So it's clear from the Minchas Chinuch that the whole Indian of Hechsher is a Tnayim Kabbalas Tumah. And that's why he doesn't understand why Chibas HaKadosh works. I mean, Midaraisa to tell us that. However, if you understand that Chibas HaKadosh is making something into an Eichel, like the Gemara later on, the Peir Shalei Hochsheru, it's Ketana Shalei Nigmar Malach Teidami, it makes it into an Eichel, then we understand why Chibas HaKadosh can work for Hechsher, can take the place of Hechsher. Also, Chibas HaKadosh can make it into an Eichel. And Tais held that it's more simple to make something that's an Eichel, to make it into a Eichel HaMushlam, that's easier to do. That's easier for Chibas HaKadosh to do that. Hashem came to take something which is entirely inedible and make it kiyu an Eichel, that's a much bigger chiddush. So make it tasty that the pasuk works for that to make something that's not an Eichel into an Eichel. But the Minchas Chinuch, and it seems Rabbeinu Tam, he'll know. The Indian of Hechsher is it's not in Kabbalah's Tumah. And that's why he didn't understand why it's Shaykh and Chibas HaKadosh can work to make something Mukhshir. One last point for today is the Gemara Namud Beis. Gemara says that we want to know that how when you shecht the korban, is it going to be mukhshir? The dam kachim is not makhshir. So Gemara says elamai it's mukhshir bechibas hakodesh. The answer is no. That the kodesh ha'isali parish al zivchei shlamim ve'avira binachal shecht avadayin mashke tefeich aleha. It was a shlamim and you shechted it and there's still water on it. So the water that it got from going through the river, that's what's makhshirt. So the Ksais in Simen Tavav, as it brings out an interesting point, that we're talking about a carbon. A carbon doesn't have violet, it's Momen Gavoya. And still it's before that it's Shaykh Hechsher. Says the Ksais, and before over here, that Hechsher does not need violet. That as the water comes onto it, even Shaloi Midasa Bailim, it could still be Mukhsher. Al Maisa, there's a Machlegas Rishayim, the Rashba earlier, and the Lamed Aleph and Beis, the Rashba there is Mavur, that Hechsher does not need Das Bailim. So that's why he says that's a Raif Marasugya, like the Rashba. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Tumas Eichlim, the Rambam holds that Hechsher needs the Das Bailim. So what does Rambam do with our Gemara about this carbon, Shlamim, that has Hechsher, how do you need a Bailim? Says the Ksais, that's why the Gemara said Dafka Shlamim. Why Dafka pick a Shlamim? Any carbon, Ayla, Chatas, Osham, why did we pick Dafka Shlamim? The Gemara's picked Dafka Shlamim, says the Ksais, because Kaimalon that kachim kalim moment bailim. Shlamim is only a kachim kalim. Therefore, it's shaykh bailis on it. We hold the Rabbi Yisrael Glili that there is bailis on a kachim kalim. So therefore, you're a bailim over your part of zivchei shlamim. And that's why you can have hechsher. Because you need bailim, but we have a bailim. Maisa, that the Rambam doesn't mention the shlamim. The Rambam brings down the Yukimta to the Gemara. He just has a parah. He doesn't say that it's zivchei shlamim. But the Maisa, it's not so schwer. The only time that we find a korban that's a para is either a shlamim or meiser. No other korbanos that are kachi kachim, oila, chatas, and asham, none of them can ever come as a para. So the Rambam mentions a para, you'll never find a para as a korban unless it's a shlamim. So Mamela, in the Rambam's before, we're talking about a shlamim, which is kachim kalim, and kachim kalim, mamun bailim. That is the Malach of the Ksais. And the stipler in Tyrus Simon Samach Zayin, that's a question that the Ksais didn't fully answer the question yet. Why? Because we see in the Safik of Reish Lakish Vayos by a Trid Shel Menachis that do not have Hechsher on them, it does the Kichibas HaKadosh work to make money by Rishon V'Sheni. It's before that the Safik of Reish Lakish is only by a Trid Shel Menachis. But regular Mincha, which is wet from the water or the oil that's mixed into it, to Avada, so it has Hechsher. So Avada, money by Rishon V'Sheni. Smash Lahed in the Gemara. Ask the stipler that a mincha is kachay kachim, not shaykh bailas on a mincha. So, how do we have by a mincha that it can have hechsher? And here we don't have the territory of the ksais anymore because here it's kachay kachim. The saver wants to say that because it's midini a mincha, that to put shemen inside, that's the way to make a mincha. So, even though you don't have the das of the bailim because he's not a bailim, but the bailim here is a kadosh baruch hu. It's mamon gavaya. And a kadosh baruch hu wants you to put shemen inside. So that's considered that you have das habaylim in being putting the shemen into the mincha. That's the einfal of the stipler. Now there's another mahalach of the stipler there, wants Dan to say, and also the chazanish, and achshirin, simin aleph, sikotin yud beis. So another tarot to this question, that even if you're the Rambam, that we need das habaylim, we don't need bailis mamish in chesh mishpat. It's not like to be make a kiddushin or a hektish. You need mamish bialus and chesh mishpat in order to do it. We need the nichus of the person that they're brishusay, the person that's in charge of them. If I'm in charge of these peiros and I don't want the water to fall on it, and you want the water to fall on it, so you can't affect my peiros because they're under my shlita. So if that's the case, then by a korban, the bialum of a korban, even if it would be kachay kachim, because it's under his shlita to bring the korban and to mekayim the din of the korban, so that's good enough for the din of hechsher. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.